Well, I'm not really sure what it means just yet. We haven't had a lot of activity relating to marijuana since the new laws went into effect. In fact, we haven't responded to any reports of any illegal marijuana use since then, so it hasn't really affected us at all yet.
And what would be illegal use at this point?
Right now, it's illegal to use or possess over an ounce, and that's punishable by a fine of up to $100, I believe. And there's also some public display or public consumption violations that could also be imposed.
I was wondering about that, obviously what you're saying is it means people can't smoke pot anywhere they want to. You know, where would it be legal, inside their homes or?
Well, one of the things that I think was overlooked in the initial law change was a definition of public in Title 17. It is defined in the criminal statutes, but it's a pretty common sense violation. In my mind, it's a public is in within the public view, basically.
And so that would follow alcohol, kind of along those lines? I mean, you can't just walk down the street and consume?
Right.
So not in the parks or not on the sidewalks. And what about on your porch?
The short answer is I'm not sure. If we got a call, that we may have to look into it. But we haven't gotten any calls yet. And I don't think if it's out blatantly in view that folks are going to have a problem.
What about the sale of marijuana or the purchase of marijuana?
Well, any commercial transaction involving marijuana is still illegal right now. I know the legislature is trying to draft some regulations and get some rules on the books for us to follow. But commercial distribution is still against the law, and it's still something that we'll investigate until the state gets the new rules hashed out. And afterwards, then we'll still investigate violations of the new law.
So no money exchanges of any kind?
No.
Okay. What about when you're operating, vehicles like boats or cars? That's still illegal?
Sure. It's similar to alcohol or other drugs in that when you use marijuana, there is a level of impairment there, and it's still against the law to operate a vehicle or a boat while under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Okay. What would you like the public to know in addition to the questions that I've asked you?
Well, I would ask that the public be patient as we work through the process. The state's still in the process of defining some of these laws, and I know the borough's going to take a look at some of the local ordinances as well.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to add?
I think that should do it.
Okay. Thanks so much for that information.
Sure.